back to the home value down there, what was there was an, was there an increase this year, and was that reassessment? What's going on there? That would be BOE 298.
Can you table this for about a half an hour so that the guys can check and see what's going on? Sorry about that.
You're talking about the other two pieces of property and then...
The one with the land and the one with the little house. The one with her actual house, the top one, you can do what you want. That should be correct.
Okay. Lisa, I know you've already waited here, so I want to be convenient to you. We can go ahead and make a decision on that. The house, I think.
We're showing,
but I don't know that we can. It sounds like to me that they have flipped something up, so they're going to have to recalculate. We can also call you if you want to leave a number with us, so that we can call you later in the day when that gets done, maybe later this morning.
This one, I don't know. It says
would that be all right with you?
Yeah, I'll leave my number. I mean, basically, I guess I'm, you know.
Okay, if you want to come up and write it down for me, I don't want you to say it because we are live.
Thanks.
Yeah, so which one is 97? Is that?
You just write down your phone number, just like right here. There is fine.
Maybe I'm confused. I hate this little teeny thing. No, that's right. 96. 97 is the vacant.
We can go ahead and talk about the.
So 97.
Make a decision on the other one here. On the house itself.
So 97 is vacant.
The house is not in the flood zone.
David?
No, the house is. That's her house.
This is where my children live,
yeah.
And I live here.
Okay. And so it looks like the floodplain touches your property. But
touches the edge. Right.
When you look at the beacon, though,
the higher
this one, this one has the house on it, and this one does not. Then it's incorrect on the beacon.
It might be incorrect on beacon.
It's incorrect on beacon.
96
has
the structure.
That
what
we have
done.
From 23.
Talking about because I think they might just said, hey, you're that.
So then that would be USAA then
covered. But,
the house.
Oh, because it's 24. Yeah. Did he move that already?
It's just a little perspective.
Thank you.
The lot.
It shows correctly for 23. So
on the beacon, it's not.
Yeah.
Right. So, well, basically, anywhere is a little change.
Yeah. Okay.
It seems like I was down 24 when I
looked. With respect to the other ones, once we get those recalculations, we will call you back. But on the house itself,
I can't tell looking at these.
I'm going to ask the assessor to comment here, but as long as it's
right
not
here?
Above fair market value, I'm not sure that we're going to make a
change. This is the one that's vacant land. It says it ends in 97.
But we can't, especially if you're not actually in the floodplain.
Okay.
We've done something when people are, their structure in the floodplain. We've done that. But values have gone up quite a bit.
Land only there is no structure.
Susan, so that we can get her,
it's the one that's being assessed for more.
But it's going on square feet, that's all.
Okay.
What we have is the first acre is $3 a square foot, and so that's what she's being assessed at, is $3 a square foot. So she has more land on the vacant land than she has on the one with the structure. That's why it's looking bigger.
So those are the correct values, is what you're saying on the property? Okay.
Yeah.
And so the one with the structure still is the 75,860. When you're saying the structure, what is that? What is the other structure?
It's a little house.
Is it a little house? What is it?
On 96. You have your own house, but you have a little house on another one.
Okay.
There are two homes.
So 97 on the Beacon is the land.
Right.
But you're saying 97.
Right. And the smaller piece there, there's a, that's where your son, you said, or your daughter lives there? Okay, so there is a structure there, but that's valued. Apparently, the structure is older.
It is.
Okay, that's why. Okay, that's got the least value. Your vacant lot is actually being assessed at more than that lot there.
$52,000.
No, that's more.
Unless
land is $52,800 and the structure is $23,000.
If we could switch gears here for a second, because I told her if you guys need time, like you were asking for, that we would call her. But on as to the house, is you said that you reassessed down there. Do you have any comps or what is that? In other words, what's the answer on the house?
The top one, not these two. The top
one. Just where her home is.
Just on the top one, like I said, we did all of Lakeshore Drive. When we pulled our land values there, we were at $3 a square foot across the lake, and the landing at $6 a square foot all down Lakeshore Drive. We've done that. And then on the lake side, like I said, it was $3. Anything over an acre was like 20 cents, and on across the street, it was a different value, a little bit less, because they're not on the actual lake.
Did her value change due to land or also land. Structure?
Land. Any structure value that she was talking about, I don't think, let me look at the computer, but like I said, when she was talking about structure going up 10% before, that was because...
Across the board, I get it. Right. Yeah. Okay.
Let me
look at the... Okay. And Lisa, so you generally know, I mean, we as an independent citizen board, we just have to have some sort of evidence... Contrary, you know, I mean, we're not for either side. We're supposed to be neutral here. So, I mean, we're trying to, you know, we try to help people, but we just need some sort of evidence. If you have an appraisal on it, you know, if you decide to appeal the next year or something like that, or, you know, you get a loan and they do an appraisal as part of it or whatever the case may be, then we can use that. But what's as far as value goes?
So on 96, the one that ends in 96 with the little structure on it, her structure stayed the same price since 21.
Okay, we're looking at the 1002.
It's the land that went up substantially.
And that's because land had not been assessed down there in quite a while? Or?
Yeah, it hasn't been assessed since 2013.
And everybody up and down Lakeshore Drive had the same?
Everybody did, yeah.
And they're still recalculating as to BOE 300 and 302 right now. Is that right?
We're not recalculating anything. It turns out everything's where it's supposed to be. My eyes aren't very good on this small screen, sorry. That's why in my office it's 32
okay.
inch.
So everything that's gone up is land value?
Correct.
So if I'm looking at this, I am seeing a discrepancy. I don't know if you two want to look at this. This is her lot, which the report is showing the 119,640, and the one right next to it looks to be the same size, and the report is at 9,600. That's a huge variable difference.
Okay. So that's the associated question.
So can I come up there and you pick on
yes, or if they want to bring the map up.
The map?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because there are two lots side by side. So where her lot is just the vacant lot, the one right next to it to the right, if you look at the difference in the assessed values, this one right next to it is at 9,600. And hers is at 119.
It's not supposed to be.
So I can see where she would say there's a discrepancy in that. Greg, did you see what I was looking at?
Is it United Covenant?
Yes. And I don't know, that could be, I mean, it's an LLC, it's not any kind of a...
Well, but that one next door also is mostly in the floodplain, it appears too. I don't know if that has any bearing.
If it helps at all, it's a commercial property.
Which one?
The one right next door.
That one with that arrow on it?
It's right here. They use all of this to here. This is a residence, that's commercial, maybe there's a difference. But if it's United Covenant LLC, they're a commercial property.
Okay.
Who is that? Did she say it's a commercial property? Is it a resort?
Yes, it's another one.
And then if you look at the one to the right of that, which has the driveway going through it,
yes,
it has a lower value, and it's not hardly in the floodplain at all.
Or the rate of the other two.
So you're trying to go for this one that's all covered in this is her commercial.
Yes, this one's floodplain.
Okay.
And it's at 6, and then the one, or it's at 9, and then the one next to it, who just has a barely floodplain going over onto theirs as well, and has an improvement on it with the road. This one is at 6. So that's why I'm saying this one doesn't match the value of what's kind of beside it.
It's MCR Properties.
Yes, that would be the other one in that same row.
It's probably commercial too.
I would assume, because it has their road going through it.
Which one?
It's marked as residential.
Unified.
It would be the one on the other side of the unified one, the one to the right of it.
This one here?
No, the one below that.
Are you saying
no,
this one?
To the right. Now down one. Nope, down one. There, you just had your finger on it.
Here.
Go up one. Right there.
All right, let me step back and look at that for a second. Unified Covenant had this for sale. This was a separate person selling. They may have turned this into a nightly rental, but I don't know. This one definitely has been for about 4 or 5 years. This guy here, no, it's just residential.
Yeah. What Jerry's saying is we got vacant property. This one's
both of them are vacant.
Its classification is residential.
It's
22,000. We have two commercial properties. It's like less than 2,000. So.
Correct. So it's not matching up.
Not really. Right. They missed two of them there because you can see where they did everybody else. So. It's up to you guys.
Okay.
But we'll get it fixed, obviously, for 25. So, sorry.
Well, we noticed that wasn't part of the. I mean, I guess it is part of the evidence now that we've looked at it. I don't know what you guys would like to do if you want to. I mean, if everybody else was assessed, I'm not sure.
Well, everything around that has either a commercial property or a residential.
What was it assessed prior, before it was increased to 22,000?
Are you talking about the vacant land lot?
Yeah.
Yes,
but
okay. We have that information. There it is. I wish I could see that. I can't see that.
Pull it up there again.
I
And we're looking at the one that ends in 97 for vacant land, and so that one.